He said they are eating these figs right now, and they have kites and they have thorns inside them. Something tastes better here. He meant to tell him, you should know, you're not eating thorns. You're eating this worm called po. And it's a sakona, it could kill you. He meant to tell you, watch yourself, spit it out right away. That this po, that's this worm, could kill people. So merely meant to tell you, your mama is eating a sakona, be careful what you're eating, spit it out first. Right. Hamoitzi kupas harechlin. Somebody carries out a whole kupa, a whole barrel, full of rechlin. Trashi rechlin means moichrei psamim. People that sell different type of spices, likishut, or else perfume, likishut enoshim. They sell makeup kits to ladies. V'yeshlem kupas ketanis, tzuras psamim. They have small baskets, filled up with different type of psamim in it. You know, if you carry out this whole basket, even though inside it has a lot of different psamim inside it, is afal pish yeshba minim harbi, even though there are a lot of different types of perfume or makeup inside it, in the chayiv el chatas achas. You only chayiv one chatas. So Mitzvah she made one hoitzo, one hella mechad, you only chayiv one. Shash ain't chayiv el chatas achas, to kula chod hoitzo hi. It was all one hoitzo. Demison Tais asked the Kash, like, what's the Chiddush here? Allah is, if somebody has one helm, he can say that he carries out the whole day on Shabbos. He carries out this sefer, another sefer, another sefer, one after another, the whole day on Shabbos. At the end of Shabbos, he realized he did a chet, he's only chayiv one chatis. Because you do a malacha, zeach azeh, behele machad, you only chayiv one. So pshit in the Mishnah, you chayiv only one. What's the Chiddush here? Here it's better. You took out one basket, and in the basket, there are five different types of makeups. So that the only chayiv one. What's the Chiddush? I'm going to tell you how the Rishis came. This one say in a case where he had a yedi on one, and then later you found out you did another issa. Because at night time, first you had a yedi, you took out one perfume. That's all. And like you brought a carbon, you mechap yourself. And then later at night, you found out in the coop you took out there was another perfume. So stamazov, you find out after you have the kapara, you mechayiv another kapara. It's like you have a yedi on another chet. But here, since it was all done in one maisa, still you only chayiv one. Chayiv lechatasach. Right. Alright, but tell him, Tais says the Chiddush would be in the case where you know that in the basket at night there's only one thing, and you brought a carbon for that already, so you mechaper. Then later you find out there was more in it, so it was a marbe b'shurim. You don't have a kapor on that marbe b'shurim. You're only mechaper on this much of the yisr, not on the bigger much of the yisr. Alright, we'll talk about it later. Right, the Zeruni Gina. If you carry out the seeds that you plant in your garden, is pachas mit gregus. Even small amount of seeds also you chayav less than a gregus. Even though anything that's edible, the might need a shear of a dried out date. Honey, kibun lezriya kaimi, since these seeds are aimed to plant with, the pachas mcgregus nami mechayim. They're chashiva things, it's aimed usable, it's used even though they're smaller than a gregus. So for a few amount of seeds you chayiv for. You have yudibem seroi mechamisha. If you have seeds, you need at least five seeds to be chayiv for. Chamisha zera kishuyim. You chayiv. Zera kishun rashi choshev u b'chayiv v'shnei gargrin.
Zera kishun rashi.
Well, I'm going to see it. Say, I'm going to finish right. So, if you need five. Zera kishuyim shnayim, right? The seeds of kishum of cucumbers is two. Zera deluyim type of pumpkins also shnayim. Zera pul ha-mitzri, if you have the seeds to grow, these beans called pul ha-mitzri is also shnayim. Just two seeds is a dava choshev. Chag al chay. Somebody carries out a live grasshopper on Shabbos, Tor, and the grasshopper happens to be Tor, it's no lochness kolshu. No matter how small the grasshopper is, still yichayiv. Even a kolshu yichayiv. Trashi ha-moitzi chagav chay kolshu. Shematniya noisen lekotin. People hide grasshoppers for their kids. The sachik boy, they like their kids to play with grasshoppers. Can the first of you do the safer the mastis? When you do the safer. But since the grasshopper, no matter how small it is, albeit it's alive, jumping around, the kids play with it, it's a davar chashuv to be chayiv to carry out on Shabbos. Mashen came mace, that the grasshopper is dead, so Drashi, then the kids don't play with it anymore, is melech a gregris, then you need a shear of a gregris. Drashi reya kishar oichlin, the chayiv a gregris. But we're talking about now this chagav chay, it's edible, it's tor, so melech a shear on oichl. Tziporius kromim. We have this, the purus comes to Rashi, the kama for Rishmahi, or my refuosai. what this is, type of birds that fly in the kromim, in the vineyards. Then chaya, whether it's alive, then mate, whether it's dead, kolshu. Shematniya naistrafur. This type of a bird, even after it's dead, people use for refuah, so no matter how small it is, it's choshev, and you carry it out on Shabbos, you chayiv. We have Yehuda Weimer. Av ha-moitzi chagev chay tomei, kolshu. Even though the chagev is a tomei, it's a treif, even an isadika chagev, an isadika a grasshopper. Also kolshu is chayiv. Why? Shematni a nice lekotel and sachik boy. But this grasshopper also, people hide it, that their kids could play with it. So the Tanakhama says only a kosher grasshopper. If Yehuda says in Svar, it should be the same thing with a Talmudic grasshopper. Like, what's the Svar of a kosher grasshopper? The kids play with it. Who was in a Talmudic one? Also kids play with it. So now it's a double kosher, and you carry it out, the chayiv. Shrashi shemasti nois lakotim. But Tanakhama mihai taim anami mechayiv le bechag of Torah. And that's the same reason why Tanakhama says if it's kosher, you chayiv. But mihi wa tomi polin. Tloi masti le lesachik. Du moochlek lakamon. The Svar of Tanakhama holds you don't let your kids play with a Talmudic grasshopper because you're afraid they may come to eat it. So therefore you only let them play with a Kosherdik grasshopper. Mashaying a Talmudic grasshopper, you don't let them play with it. Therefore you chai your pot if you carry it out on Shabbos. So the Gemara Minu. Zevo, that's fertilizer for choyel hadak, kadeh lezavo klach shakrub. How much do you have to carry out? Enough to fertilize a small klach, one stalk of a cabbage. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. To fertilize one small krisha, one small stalk of beans, krisha, or leek. Trashi kadei lezavol alma zera habor migarin echad choshev. You see, seeds, even one stalk is choshev. If you carry out the fertilizer for one stalk, you chayiv. So why does our Mishnah say that you need five, or else you need a bigger shear? So the idea says even one is choshev. Omer apapa poshid. Hod is ria, hod alay zria. If it's already planted and growing, then it's chasher to take care of this one stalk of cabbage. So it's kedai for you to fertilize even one stalk. Alma is talking about the raw seeds. You didn't plant yet. There's a swirl of fish. It's not chasher for people to worry about carrying out one seed to plant. So when you're handling with doing a malach of planting, it has to be a chasher a shear of at least five seeds. Mashenka, it's already growing, and now you still want to fertilize what's growing, there's a svar even for one seed you take care of. Trashiyod is Riyah. Meyacha shein zrum, if they're already planted, choshev kol echad v'yechad. V'yodim terech lezavol echad mihen. Avod leizriyah, but if you didn't plant it, you had the raw seeds. And yodim terech lezroya gagar echad. People don't care, worry about planting one seed. That's how Mishnah says, what's a choshev ashir? At least five seeds. Zera kishuim, cucumbers too is choshev. Tana rabbonim, ha-moitzi garinim. If somebody carries out these garina trashe garina tomorrow, the pits of tomorrow dates. You have a date pit. You have a pit of a date. Imlinati, if you're carrying it out, I'm going to ask to plant it, shtayim. If you have two of them, then you chayiv. Imli achila, if you're carrying it out, don't eat it, kamole pir chazir. Hesu eats. Who eats these pits of the dates? A chazir. So if you carry out the shear of a moly pi, a mouthful for a chazir, you chayiv. The kama moly pi chazir, how much is that called? Achas. So santa is one pit of a date is called moly pi chazir. So santa. By the imle hesik, if you're carrying out these dates, the pits, to use for fire, use like a fuel for the fire, then k'te levashu beitakala. Has anything to do with cooking to make fire? Always the shear is enough fire to be able to cook a small chicken egg, the size of a gregus. In the cheshbon, if you're using it, the cheshbon, Rashi with beitzah kalak, gregus with beitzah, she kalak of asher v'zuri tanagelus. The size of cooking a gregus of a chicken egg. So that's always the shear to use for fire. If you're carrying it out now, this date pit, the cheshbon, Rashi k'moshenoistin l'simin, edus l'chol dinar poshit. If you're carrying out for cheshbon, you want to count things. Instead of counting dollar bills, you count these tomorrow, using the countables to play a counting. I have 10 here, 10 there, so you count out with 10 using a cheshbon. Ishtayim, then two pits is choshev. Acher mangim chomish. To count, you need at least 5 to count. Rashi, that dollar clueless choshev inish. Vule minshi. If you're only counting up to 4, you don't forget. You don't need something to count with. The answer of Lose Simon. Avo chomish minshi. But 5 ready, people forget. Or Meister Simon Lakulam. Maybe people put Simon how many counted already. Once you cut to 5, you have 5 pits to know I counted 5 already. So that's the double question. Tana Rabbanan, Hamoitzi Shneim Niman Mizonav Hasus, carry out two hairs from the tail of a horse, or Mizonav HaPorah, or else the tail of a Porah, cow, is Chayiv. Even two hairs. Why? Shematznian oisoi lenishmin. You keep it, you people use it lenishmin. Trasha nishmin, lots of oifis. To catch birds with it. To use this type of a hair to catch the birds with it, so it's a davar choshev. Mikosha shochazir, they carry out, you have two hairs of the hard part from a chazir, then achas, even one is chayiv. Tsuri deko, if you have a trash mikasha shachazir, name a caution, you have a hard hair, shebeshedra shachazir, that's on the shedra, the backbone of the chazir, even achas, the chazio liushchve, los is bresha mashicha shotfira. It's good to use for the type of tfira, I say it's for sewing. When you sew, it's good to use this for the sewing. So it's choshev. Dekel shtein, if you're carrying out a tsuri dekel shtein, Rashi Tzura the kolim is Nitzorim Kalufim Lasa Sloim. You have the from the kolim the leaves that you make sloim. You make what? Sloim with baskets with it. You use the leaves to make baskets for two of them is choshev. Ture dekel achas. Rashi Shtayim l'shtei botanirin. Use for shtei botanirin. Ture dekel dakin mitzuri. V'hein min hasiv hagodol svivos liyadat l'maychaz. Doesn't know what it's right for him. But some part of the dekel tree, that this is called turei dekel, not even one piece of it is also chayiv. Right, the tzipurius krum. We have this bird called tzipurius that goes around the krumim, is bein chayiv, bein meisa kolshu. Whether the bird is alive, whether the bird is meis, no matter how small it is, you chayiv for. And the Mishnah said, why? Because people use it for a fuah. But the Maharashtra, my tzipurius krumim, what kind of bird is this, bird that goes in the vineyards? Amarav Piloi Biri. That's the name of it. Shrashi Kach Shemoi. It's called Pili Biri, this type of a bird. Omar Abaya. O Mishtakach Bediklo Techad Navroa. And it's found by the deck by the palm tree, Techad Navroa. Shrashi Mishtakach Bediklo Techad Navroa. Bedeko Bocher. It's found by the young palm trees. Shlenichra Chadayin. It didn't surround it yet. Elubisivech. Only one coating. Shegodus Vivoisa Vekorchoi. As the older a palm tree gets, the more trimmings around it has. So this is a young palm tree, only has one coating around it. That's where this bird is found. The Yavad Lo Lechuchma. People use it and make a refuah, means for smartness, to give you chacham, give you wisdom. Shrashi Lechuchma Liftayach Aleiv. It's refuah to make you smart. People want to become smart. You take this bird and you use it and become smart. What do you do? The Yavad Lo Lechuchma. Is Ochulei Lepal Gad Yamina. Right, so this is a kosher bird. So you can eat the right side of it, upalgo the smola, and half of the left side of it. That you should eat. Now the middle part, rombalei beguftu de nechosha, put it in a copper kli, trashi gufta kana, a reed. You have nechosha made out of copper. The chosim lo and seal it up. Beshishin gushvuti with 60 trashi lav davke la mechaseyo ksuyin harbin with like 60 covers to it. So Rashi says lav davke 60, but a lot of covers. Covered very good. Goins Rashi, Zephyrs, put tar, the shava, then put wax, agaba, the adomo, and then put the earth on top of it. And cover it up very good. V'tolilo, the ibra, the smila. And let it hang in your left arm. That's which let it hang. V'simnecha, what's the simon for this? Leiv chachem the minoi, for leiv ksil the smila. Just let it hang. So leiv chachem the minoi, the leiv that eats the right side, leiv ksil the smila. Rashi betole bibra the smoly, bizroya has smoly. Let it hang on your left arm. Bizim and leiv silk going zeh. Shetzer of toyach leiv le smoly. What? Because if you're a silly, you want to become smart now, so using this to make you. So now the lefty has to use this way, hanging the left in. To show that since you're a lefty, you're a smile, that's why you need this to make you smart. V'chachim kamed deboi. When you have this hanging on your left hand, you become as smart as you want. V'goma kamed deboi. You'll learn as much as you want. V'yochulei lidich palga. The other half you should eat. V'loi mekatamude. You'll forget whatever you learned. So school is teach the other half. Has after you become smart, then take out what you had hidden in this konam and eat it up. Because if you don't eat it up, you'll forget what you learned. No, as a refuah, this was it. Even if you carry out a grasshopper that's treif, still, abi, it's alive, for a kol shu yichayiv. And he says, why? Because the kids play with it. Like, it might not mean if it's kosher or treif, they're not going to eat it. The kids are only playing with the grasshoppers. See, all this mutz for them to play with it. The Gemara of Tanakam, what's the Sforno Tanakam? He says only a kosher grasshopper, not a treif grasshopper. So far, like, they don't let the kids play with it. My time, do mochalei. Because we're afraid if you let your kids play with the grasshoppers, maybe you'll come to eat it. See, if it's kosher, we don't care. But if it's treif, it's awesome. So Drashi, vi lo yochalei mikbek, the mimikach mosin shalom do I do nekimenim. People don't let the kids play with a treif or a grasshopper. Some say bezdin is not mitzuvah to stop the kids from doing an avera. If a kid does an avera for his own hanor, let him do it. We're not mechuyev to stop him. So here also, why do we care if the kids play with this grasshopper and eat it? We're not mechuyev to stop them. But that man there was also moedu metchil, though you don't give him treifas to eat. If the kid takes it himself, you're not mechuyev to stop him. Only the father, mishum chinuch, is mechuyev to stop his kid. But stam bezdin has mechuyev to stop the kids from doing their averes that they do it themselves. But here, metchil, to let the parent, let the person give a kid to play with a treifas grasshopper, people don't hide them to give their kids. They're not going to give it to him, but you're dying to let him eat it. But the potanya, loy sochlum, the pasuk says, we dashen loy tachilum, we can't feed them. Lahazig delum alaktanim. But it's a treifit, it's also for an adult to feed the kids treifis. So mainly here, the Tanakam holds, an adult will not hide this grasshopper for his kid to play with it, because he's afraid maybe his kid will come feed it. That's what Tanakam is for. For the Gemara Yehochi Yebazoi, Toher Nami, Strash Yochi Tor, Chai Nami, Dum Ochule. Why aren't we afraid to lead a live grasshopper even if it's kosher? Vi Mishum Dein, but you save him in a chai. I what? If you eat a live grasshopper, there's really no Yisurim involved. There's no Yisurim in a chai, because the grasshopper is not toin Shchita. You don't have to kill it first. There's no Yisurim in a chai. You take a live grasshopper and take a bite out of it, the vow there's no Yisurim. The Chagav ain't toin Shchita. Because the grasshopper, there's nothing any shita to it. So your mama just take a bite out of it, just like a fish. You can take a bite out of a fish. There's no din you have to shech the fish. You take a bite out of it. Or Zakrashi name is be miyum mishum bal teshaksu. There's a law about teshaksu. Masech the makis kirav kana. The tomorrow dog kirav kana. Heavy koyim kaime the rav. Rav kana was going in front of rav. Heavy ko maaver shushiva pume. There was this Shushiva Drashi Min Chagav Tor. There was a type of a grasshopper called Shushiva that was going in the front in the mouth of Rav. The Rav Kahn had the coin kind of the Rav that the Kamabu Shina Pume, Omale, Shakle, take away this grasshopper from your mouth. People should not say you're going to eat this grasshopper. I, what's wrong? It's a kosher grasshopper and it's not throwing shit, there's no issue in eating it. It's a very mista zach to eat a live creature. So if you eat a live creature, the yisr is about the shaksu. Could be the same yisr applies by fish also. You take a bite out of a raw fish, the only yisr would be is about the shaksu. It's a shikus. It's a mista zach. You're not supposed to do something that's mista to you. That's why it's also. The male effective gemara here also. If the Tanakhama doesn't let the kids play with the tome dick grasshopper, because we're afraid maybe we'll eat it, the Chur Ramayat grasshopper also we should tell them not to play with, because they should be afraid maybe the kid will eat the live grasshopper and it'll be over there very about the shaksu. Trashi elolav mishum dechai yish dum ochulei chai el dum amayis v'yochulei kochul tomei avotor shapadomi. So more teretz is el dum amayis v'yochulei a teretz is einachnami. We know even a kid would never come to eat it when it's alive. Cause when it's alive a kid wouldn't eat it. When would a kid eat it? Maybe first to kill it, and then they'll eat it. That's shot in the Tanakhama. Therefore, if it's a kosher, a chagav, we're not afraid to play with it. What's going to be, maybe you kill it, then they'll eat it? It's mutter. It's us to eat it alive. A kid doesn't eat something alive. Mashenkin, if you give him a tray for one, then we're afraid maybe the kid will kill it, and when it dies, the kid will come to eat it. So that's Prana Tanakama. So the word of Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's Svarim? Zaka good kasha Tanakama. How could you let a kid play with a Talmud of the grasshopper? Why aren't we afraid once it dies, the kid will come to eat it? And the Chanami calls the man alive. He won't eat it, but when it dies, he'll come to eat it. So the Yehuda's Svarim, Imayis Kotan, Mispit Sopidle. If the cotton sees that it dies the grasshopper, he feels very bad for it. He'll start to give a hesper, start to cry in it. He wouldn't come to eat it either. Hey, when it's dead, it was his toy. His toy just died. He wouldn't come to eat it up. That's their view, this Svarah. So the men were not afraid that cotton will eat grasshoppers. So therefore, cotton could play even with tummies of the grasshoppers. Even though it's tummies. As when it's alive, the kid won't eat it, it's meat. When it's dead, the kid feels bad that it died. That's how their view does. Then I come not know from the Svarah. Rashi mispit suffidly, tinik palav urcha la mechla, thought an urcha, but tinik did it. The man is just going to feel bad, the thing died. So that's how to abuse it. Had the lecha, I'm really keeping it. This is just the Mishnah. Hamatsniya lizera, if somebody hides something, lizera, he's going to use it to seed, to grow. As he's hiding one seed that he's going to use to plant it. Real dugma. He has something very small that he's going to use for sample. It's a small piece of whatever it is, a small piece of oichon, a small piece of chocolate. He's going to use to show to somebody. Real refuah. Somebody's holding a very small piece of something, of an oichon, that he's going to use for refuah. In the loch of Otsiyah B'Shabbos Chayim, B'Cholshu. Since this person is master of this small piece of chocolate, to him he has to use it ledugma, or else he has a small piece of something for him. It's refuah, for him it's chashiv. So it's a chashiv thing. It's chayiv. V'chol adam ein chayiv olav ela kishuroi. Mashenkin, somebody else that carries out this small thing. Since for them it's not chashiv, for them it's not a refuah. So meila, what's the shir of anoich la'almol? The shir of a greatness. Whatever it is, it has its shirum. You have to be mechayiv for. It's only the person that takes and hides it for himself, he's chayv on a koshu. Now, chaz of echnisoi, let's say this first balabos that hid this seed to plant. Then he changed his mind, he took it inside. The chaz of echnisoi is a chayv on a kishuri. Even though now he takes it out again, we say it's like bottle his first machshavim. And now that he takes it out, he's potter. He's only chayv, he takes it out of shir, less than the shir is potter. Rashi mastir b'choshu to achshuvei. The person was machshuvei. Ela kishuroi, the cholechet shiur mafresh b'bizroni chamisha zera kishuyim oydeluyim oypula mitzri shnayim v'shad devar megoyin yain. All the shiurim he had before. Now chazav echnisan jeset sniyot tochas mikashir. Somebody held the small piece to use for refuah. V'yaitzi and he carried it out. Im chazav and nimlach shvel lizore. Now he changed his mind not to plant with it. V'echnisan he brought it back home again. If he carries it out again, ein chayiv v'achnosa zu elim came yesh b'kshiv v'achnosa. He's only chayiv for carrying it in if it has a chashiv v'shir the shir sholim. The chiv of the nimlach olav lo lizore bito machshavtoi regis olodim. He carried out the seed almanas to plant it, so he's chayiv for that. Then if he had yedi, he knew about what he did. Then again, he forgot and he carried it in. And he changed his mind not to use it for seeds, Lachruz is potter. Because since he changed his mind not to use it for seeding it, now it's like his bottle's machshavtoi. He has to come out to chayiv for regular shear. A shear chashiv, it is two seeds or five seeds. Yeah.